Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules that the LGBT curriculum presents a hostile viewpoint to religious beliefs, and parents have the right to opt out their children. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, these parents in Montgomery County have been fighting since 2022 when they put this inappropriate, offensive, pornographic material in these children's, I think it's K through 12, I believe, in their English information, and didn't give the parents.
It's actually K through 12.
Is it K through 12?
But here's the thing: they also, this particular one goes K through 8th grade, in part because what they did, they have an upper grade human sexuality course.
Okay.
But what they did is they took the human sexuality course
and made that mandatory.
And made it mandatory beginning in kindergarten for like English literature.
Well, they've got 22 LGBTQ plus, however we want to add, inclusive storybooks infused with radical gender ideology, such as the false idea of gender transitions, pride parades, same-sex romances between minors. Disgusting stuff that they're forcing these children to be exposed to.
Yeah, they use this now in the pre-K through 8th grade classrooms. So in the upper grades for the higher schools of higher grades, you have a sex ed type of program for which the parents can opt out their children. So they didn't like that. They wanted to begin with kindergarten. So in 2022, they said, let's create this outside of the human sexuality course, and let's put it in like a literature English course.
To manipulate it in there.
Yeah, so that you can have this from the beginning of your education in kindergarten, and therefore it's not part of the human sexuality course. It's just infused in the English literature course, and therefore you can't opt out. And so parents said, well, no, we want to opt out. And they said, no, you can't opt out of this because it's not part of the human sexuality course for which there is an opt out. There's no opt out here.
But I think they weren't even telling them up front.
No, they weren't telling them.
So they didn't have the option to even find out if they could opt out.
Kids would go to kindergarten and they would learn English, like your ABCs. And guess what they would learn? They would learn some of this radical gender ideology.
And some of these are children as young as three.
Yeah, so the parents
really?
Would never know. And then when the parents found out, they said, oh, this is horrible. I want to opt my child out. And they said, no, these courses are mandatory. This is English. You can't opt out of English. You can't opt out of the English literature.
And so thankfully, parents, including Muslim and Christian parents, said, no, we're going to challenge this. And finally, this case went all the way to the high court.
Yeah, and the high court ruled 6-3. In favor of the parents against the Montgomery County Board of Education after it compelled offensive instruction on gender and sexuality in pre-K through 8th school. So it was a great decision. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the opinion. He said, quote, "We have long recognized the rights of parents to direct the religious upbringing of their children, and we have held that those rights are violated by government policies that substantially interfere with the religious development of children." Mm. The majority stated that the parents are entitled to a preliminary injunction. Of course, that means they have the preliminary injunction, they have all the relief they want up through the time of trial. But at this stage, with the Supreme Court saying, you are likely to succeed on the preliminary injunction because this violates the free exercise of religion without having an opt-out, the school would be just insane to continue the litigation because the handwriting is on the wall. They're done. This is a great decision. It doesn't just apply to Montgomery County, Maryland. It applies everywhere, and it doesn't just apply to the LGBTQ offensive curriculum, although that's a huge win because that has become very significant and very coercive in a number of these radical schools.
Right. So now these parents, they are entitled to a preliminary injunction that blocks the policy while this case proceeds.
Yeah. And so In this particular situation, Montgomery County, Maryland, just to kind of give you an idea of what these parents dealt with, this is a school that a few years ago bragged in a press release that it had a 386% increase of, quote, gender nonconforming students, close quote.
And this is the largest school district in Maryland.
Yeah. And they were proud of that they had these gender nonconforming students. In other words, girls that don't want to identify as being a girl, boy doesn't want to identify as being a boy, whatever they want to identify
confused.
As, a furry, who knows, they're confused. And so they're proud of that. Why? Because they were pushing this LGBTQ curriculum. And in fact, ratchet back before they did that, Liberty Council received the first and only injunction to this day still blocking an entire curriculum. Now, this one allows you to opt out of a curriculum that's offensive to your religious beliefs. We, Liberty Council, were able to block an entire curriculum in the Montgomery County School District, and it dealt with LGBTQ. And what it did back then was promote LGBTQ issues, and then in the curriculum itself, pointed out certain religious beliefs that they targeted for discriminatory treatment, that people, different beliefs, different denominations, did not believe in marriage between two people of the same sex, et cetera, and they were denigrating them. And we pointed that out. We got an injunction to stop the entire curriculum. So the point is, this particular school district has been on this LGBTQ path for some years, and they didn't learn from our lawsuit. Mm-hmm. They continued to push this LGBTQ issue, and they brag about 386% increase of gender nonconforming students. And then they said, oh, let's figure out a way to force all the kids to have this LGBTQ curriculum, and they can't opt out. And so they did all the way down in kindergarten. And the good news is this is a wonderful decision.
See, now, that's a whole other issue, though. If they're trying to hide this from the parents, they're bragging they have all these kids that are confused. But if they're trying to hide it from the parents, that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, and they clearly were trying to hide it from the parents. And then when the parents found out, they said, we want to opt out their children, they would say, sorry.
But the school does not have authority over the children.
And
the
that's what this case actually comes down and says, which is a good decision, that parents have the right. You know, Justice Alito noted that the children were of an impressionable age, often implicitly trust their teachers. And in this case, the school board encourages teachers to correct the children and accuse them of being hurtful when they display any religious confusion. He said, the books present a hostile viewpoint to parents' religious beliefs. It puts psychological pressure to conform on the children, which represents an objective danger to the free exercise of religion, according to the opinion. He also says that this issue, you know, clearly is contrary to the free exercise of religion. So after this opinion came down, I know the people who were the authors of these 22 LGBTQ plus inclusive, and that's their term, by the way. That's not our term. They're the ones who refer to it as LGBTQ plus inclusive. Those authors of the books, they came out and they were just, so upset that these kids are not going to be able to be exposed to their writings anymore. And then we had the two teachers organizations, the American Federation of Teachers. The president there said, well, parents have a right to be able to choose. They do have the rights to know what's being taught to their children, which is amazing that it came from a president of that teachers union. But the other president of the other teachers union, the larger educational union, came out and said, this is horrible, that you ought to just defer to the experience of the teachers and that the Supreme Court got it wrong. Well, you know, these educational unions, these particular entities, they're not looking out for the well-being of children or the parents.
Right.
They are more captured by this blind ideology that they want to push on these children and on the parents. And the good news is the Supreme Court put a halt to it.
And, you know, I don't have her quotes in front of me, but I believe it was Justice Jackson that gave, you know, painted the picture. Well, these children need to be, you know, exposed to all different opinions and all different
Excuse me, you know, at kindergarten age? No.
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 Any of the ages.
No, there's exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the parents' choice. Mm-hmm. So we filed an amicus brief in the case. We argued that the teaching of this curriculum without any ability to opt out compels affirmation of repugnant beliefs, degrades the purity of children, and imposes a penalty on religion by making public education a government benefit contingent upon lessons that burden the people's faith. And the Supreme Court has agreed. Great decision in Mahmoud versus Taylor. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.